is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we head to the surface of the planet Mars and perseverance and ingenuity. Bob Zimmerman is here first to introduce us to what I'm looking at. It's supposed to be a parachute. It looks like something unusual. Bob, Perseverance has taken a picture of what? What am I looking at?
Well, okay, John, this picture is not taken by Perseverance. Last week, I did a story on Behind the Black, and we talked about it on your show as well, about how Perseverance took a distant picture of the parachute that was used to slow the spacecraft down when it was landing on Mars on February 18th, 2021, last year. And the picture from Perseverance was taken from, about 2,000 feet away, and it was looked from the side, so all you really just saw is like a white sheet in between some rocks from the side, and you don't really get to see much. But meanwhile, Ingenuity has been moving its way along next to Perseverance, and in the last week, it did two different flights, and these are the 26th and 27th flights of the helicopter on Mars. And the 26th flight was quite remarkable because what it did is it didn't fly a very long distance, a little bit over 1,000 feet, but it didn't fly anywhere close to a straight line. It went back to the southeast, made a sharp right turn to the southwest, went a short distance, and then continued due west for another short distance. And it did this loop, zigzag route, so that it could fly over the parachute that Perseverance had taken a picture of from 1,000 feet away. And in doing so, take much better pictures, much closer, and much more high resolution. And so I posted on Behind the Black one of the pictures that Ingenuity took of the parachute, and in the distance you can also see the back shell, which was attached to the rover and the lander that held the parachute. And you can see them both on the ground, and it's really interesting to compare this picture with one of the first picture that Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter took of the parachute from orbit. And a zoom in on that picture suggests strongly that the edges of the parachute over time have been blown somewhat and gotten bunched up, especially the northern edge of the parachute. It's gotten bunched up from wind pushing up against it, and that wind has also deposited a lot of dust on top of the parachute. You can see that as well. And that's very, very cool, John. Meanwhile, and so this is just, once again, Perseverance is demonstrating the capability of having a small helicopter like this, because while the rover is continuing to do its exploration, and I'll go into that again in a second, they can use the helicopter to check out other things that the rover could never get to, and that's an example of this, the parachute. What's going to happen next? Perseverance is right now at, and there's a map, by the way, at my post on Behind the Black to show you where everybody is relative to everybody else. And Perseverance is right now at the very foot of the delta that flowed once into Jezero Crater, and it's going to spend the next 6 months doing what they call the delta base campaign. They're basically going to be observing the base of the delta and slowly working their way up that base and getting data multiple times of the layers as they move up that base. And this is going to go on for about 6 months. During that time, they're going to use Ingenuity to take flights over the various routes they can go up on top of the delta. And so while Perseverance explores the base of the delta, Ingenuity is going to be exploring the routes up to the delta to figure out which route is best for Perseverance to take. And that's the future job.
And it's do we know which way it's climbing towards? Belva, the feature on top, is that where it's headed?
Yeah, Belva is a crater somewhere, I don't know, it must be, I'm guessing now, totally off the top of my head, it's probably about a 2,000, 3,000 foot wide crater on the delta. And so they'll work their way up onto the delta in that direction, and they'll explore the top of the delta. Once they've got the base of the delta explode over the next 6 months, they'll probably spend at least one year on top of the delta exploring it. And the goal, of course, is to eventually move to the gap in the rim of Jezero Crater and move through the gap and move up into the drainage areas that fed the delta and the regions beyond. And that's going to be really fascinating to watch over the years.
Wow. Okay. Let's go.
It's exploration.
Yeah, I like the fact that they have two observation posts. That's similar to what Captain Cook took to Antarctica, Erebus and Terror. Always have two checking in on each other. I know they didn't design it that way, but that's the way it's worked out. We're now headed...
It's magnificent, John, that Ingenuity has lasted this long. It is now totally being used operationally as they hoped, and it's really an achievement that they should be very proud of.
The brave little toaster. We're headed to the surface of Jupiter's volcano moon, Io. What do you see, Bob?
This is a really interesting story. Since the 90s, when Galileo orbited Jupiter and took pictures of Jupiter and its moons, scientists have been aware of these dune-like ridges on Io. Now, Io is a planet that's got... It's a volcano planet. Millions of volcanoes, and they've been actually photographed erupting. They're continuously erupting. The tidal forces from Jupiter create the energy to allow these eruptions to continue. So it's a planet covered with lava. You would not expect to see dunes. It has no atmosphere. How could you have dunes? Dunes are created by sand being blown. Well, but it has these ridges that look just like dunes. So these scientists have done some computer analysis and modeling, and what they think and they've compared this to pictures from Galileo, and I've got one of those pictures up on Behind the Black. What they think happens is the heat from a lava flow causes sulfur dioxide underground to heat up and then vent. And the speed of that venting as a gas actually functions similar to wind in an atmosphere and produces dunes. That's the theory. They need to, of course, it's a theory, there's uncertainty involved. But if so, it would be a way to create dunes that is completely unexpected, completely unpredicted, and completely unique. And I think it's just the way it always is when you explore a new planet.
Who gave us these pictures? Juno?
No, this is a Galileo picture from the 90s. What they did is they came up with this model, and then they looked back at old pictures to see if they could find pictures that would kind of match what the model suggested. And this picture does. It's exactly what the model says. You can see the recent lava flows, you can see the vented sulfur dioxide, and you can see the old dunes that have no frost on them.
All right, 30 seconds, back to Mars. What am I looking at, Bob?
I have a great picture of lava flows coming down the flank of Olympus Mons, the solar system's the biggest volcano, and it's just really cool. If you look at these images, and especially the full image, you can see the lava flows here go on for miles and miles and miles and miles.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, specifically to follow Brave Little Toaster Ingenuity with these wonderful images of where it came from, its birth experience, the parachute on the surface of Mars. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.